Paul concludes this great letter with final greetings when he says in verse 21 and following of chapter 6, "In order that you might know the things about me, what I practice, all these things Tychicus will reveal to you, the beloved brother and the faithful minister in the Lord, whom I have sent to you unto this very thing, in order that you might know the things concerning us, and that he might exhort your hearts." Notice the beautiful final greeting that Paul wants them to know about him. And he has this Tychicus, who he commends as a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, who's going to share with them about Paul and encourage them. Isn't it interesting that these kind of terms used of Tychicus would be the desire that any of us would want to have said about us, that we are beloved brethren and that we are faithful ministers in the Lord. The one thing that the Lord requires of us is to be a faithful steward of him, and such, no doubt, was Tychicus. And then Paul concludes, "Peace to the brothers and love with faith from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. The grace be with all who love the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, with imperishability or undying love." Notice Paul concludes by offering God's wholeness to all the brethren, and his love coupled with faith that the Lord would show them his peace and his love. And it comes from both God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, both being co-equal and divine. And so, from the Father and the Lord equally, Paul is wishing wholeness, peace, and love. And then he concludes by saying, "The grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with imperishability." That last verse is beautiful. He wishes grace to be with all, accompanying all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with a love that will not perish, with undying love. The beautiful word here that expresses imperishability applied to this relationship is what we would all want to have, and that is an undying love for Jesus Christ our Lord, as Paul is praying and wishing upon the Ephesian believers.